Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Lesson 37. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår jättebra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Jag mår också jättebra, tack. We are continuing our trip to Örebro and the region in this episode of Coffee Break Swedish. As you know, I am traveling in this area along with my wife, and we are recording some conversations, which then we'll discuss in the studio back here with Hanna. Det låter bra, Hanna?
Det låter jättebra.
So where are we headed today?
So we on a day trip away from Örebro to Askersund.
Askersund. So we'll find out a little about Askersund and the kind of things that we can do there through some conversations. In fact, we've got three conversations in this lesson.
Yes. So we're going to go on a guided tour.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have some ice cream and we're going to go to the souvenir shop as well.
That all sounds like a good trip. So let us get on with the lesson. Ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
So to begin with, we drove along with Lovisa to the castle outside Askersund, and we are wanting to get tickets for the visit for the castle, and we ask some things about the guided tour. So let's listen to this conversation now, and then, as usual, we'll go through the conversation in detail. Hej, hej!
Hej!
Hej! Ska ni med på visningen?
Ja, gärna. Hur mycket kostar det?
60 kronor per person. Första visningen går klockan 11, och sen har vi en varje heltimme.
Okej, vi går gärna klockan 11.
Betalar ni tillsammans?
Jag köper min egen.
Men Lovisa, du betalade för middagen igår, så idag betalar jag.
Är du säker?
Naturligtvis.
Då blir det 180 kronor alltså. Det går bra att blippa.
Varsågod.
Vill du ha kvitto?
Ja, tack. Jag kan ta kvittot.
Sådär ja. Visningen börjar om 10 minuter.
Okay, so there seemed to be a little baby, rather sad, beside us as we were recording that conversation.
Didn't want to go to guide a tour of a castle.
Indeed. Okay, so let's go back through this conversation as usual. Hannah will read each of the sentences and we'll talk about the language contained. So we begin by saying hey, hey, and then the receptionist at the castle help desk said,
hej, ska ni med på visningen?
So this is interesting because we've not really got a verb in here. Ska ni med på visningen? So visningen is the tour part, on the tour. And ska ni med på visningen? Shall you with on the tour?
Yes, and I think it's quite common when we are doing a very short question. We just use ska.
Okay, could we add in a verb there?
Ja, we could say, ska ni följa med på visningen?
Ska ni följa, so will you follow with or will you come with us on the tour? So I say yes, we'll happily come on the tour and then I have a question.
Ja, gärna. Hur mycket kostar det?
So hur mycket kostar det? How much does it cost?
And she says, 60 kronor per person. Första visningen går klockan 11. Och sen har vi en varje hel timme.
Right, so we've got the price there, 60 kronor per person. So 60 kronor per person. And then she says, första visningen går klockan 11. So the first tour goes at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Och sen har vi en varje hel timme. And then have we one each half hour, is that right?
Each whole hour.
Ah, heltimme. Yeah, I think we've come across that before. So then we've got another one, each whole hour, so on the hour, each time.
Yes, exactly. What would it be if it was, would be every half an hour?
Varje halvtimme.
Ja, precis. Bra.
Which makes more sense. Okay.
So you say, okay, vi går gärna klockan elva.
So yeah, we'll happily go at 11 o'clock.
Betalar ni tillsammans?
So betala, att betala means to pay. So she's asking, betalar ni tillsammans? Are you paying together?
Ja, precis. And Lovisa says, jag köper min egen.
So does that mean I buy my own?
Ja, precis.
So I'll pay for my own ticket. But then I insist that I should pay because, she paid for something yesterday.
Ja, you say, men Lovisa, du betalade för middagen igår, så jag betalar idag.
So let me remember, is middagen dinner?
Well done. It's not many of my students that remember that one.
Yeah, it looks like lunch, midday, but it's actually dinner, strangely enough. So I say, men Lovisa, du betalade, so that's a past tense there, betalade.
Mm. So if you remember, we just put often past tense, just a de on the end.
So du betalade, you paid for middagen igår, you paid for dinner yesterday, igår. So idag betalar jag. So today I am paying, and we're starting with idag, so our verb and subject swap round.
Exactly.
Good.
And Lovisa says, är du säker?
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Naturligtvis.
Of course, yeah.
And then the receptionist says, då blir det 180 kronor alltså. Det går bra att blippa.
This is interesting. So, First of all, the total price, då blir det 180 kronor. It's 180 kronor. Alltså, altogether?
So, if you speak with a lot of Swedish people, you will start to recognize this word. We use it a lot, especially teenagers, I would say. And it's one of those filler words that it's just emphasizing something.
Okay. So it doesn't really have a meaning as such.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay, I think it's probably one of those words I'm going to add to my list of tricky Swedish words that if I ever use naturally in a sentence, I'll be very proud of myself.
Yeah, exactly. That is when you have mastered Swedish, when you can use your alltså and also say asså.
Asså, oh right, so it kind of swallows up into asså. Okay, I'll look out for that. So then the next part, det går bra att blippa. So blippa, what's that?
What do you think blips, like beep?
Am I swiping my card or something like that?
Exactly. Welcome to modern Swedish, yes. Where we just make a verb, put an A on it, and then we have created a new word.
Okay, so it's okay to swipe rather than enter my card into the machine?
Yes.
Okay. And so I do that, varsågod, and then the lady asks me,
vill du ha kvitto?
So do you want a receipt?
Ja, tack. Jag kan ta kvittot.
Yeah, I can take the receipt. Kvittot.
Mm. And then she says, sådär ja. Visningen börjar om 10 minuter.
So that, sådär ja. That's just one of those other, there we go, you know.
Yeah.
Visningen börjar om 10 minuter. So it starts in 10 minutes.
Ja, precis.
Okay, let's listen again to this conversation and then we'll move on to our next Askersund conversation. Hej, hej!
Hej!
Hej, ska ni med på visningen?
Ja, gärna. Hur mycket kostar det?
60 kronor per person. Första visningen går klockan 11 och sen har vi en varje heltimme.
Okej, vi går gärna klockan 11.
Betalar ni tillsammans?
Jag köper min egen.
Men Lovisa, du betalade för middagen igår, så idag betalar jag.
Är du säker?
Naturligtvis.
Då blir det 180 kronor alltså. Det går bra att blippa.
Varsågod.
Vill du ha kvitto?
Ja, tack. Jag kan ta kvittot.
Sådär ja. Visningen börjar om 10 minuter.
Okay, so our first conversation. Relatively straightforward, nothing too complicated in there, but a couple of interesting words, particularly this alltså, which I'm intrigued about. Let's move on and listen to our second conversation. Now, where is this one taking place, Hannah?
So you're buying some ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen out for the flavors and see if you can work out what flavors we all ask for. We'll have a listen now.
Jag kan hjälpa nästa sällskap. Vad är ni sugna på då?
Jag skulle vilja ha 2 kulor i en bägare. Choklad och jordgubb, tack.
Ja, och du?
Jag vill också ha en bägare med 2 kulor.
Ja, vilken smak på kulorna?
Vanilj och mint choklad, tack.
Och jag vill ha vanilj och jordgubb, tack.
Absolut. Sådär ja, något annat?
Nej tack, det är bra så. Nu betalar faktiskt jag.
Nej, jag vill betala.
Absolut inte, det är min tur.
Då blir det 105 kronor totalt där. Vill ni ha kvitto?
Nej tack.
Varsågod.
Tack så mycket.
Okay, with the ducks in the background this time. What's a duck again? Enda?
Well, a mallard is an and.
And, okay. So do you have different words for different types of ducks?
Yeah, of course. So you have a white duck, like Donald Duck, is a anka.
Anka, okay. What's Donald Duck called in Swedish again?
Kalanka.
Kalanka, yeah. I had this image in my head there from Christmas time, I think, yeah?
Yes, we watch it every Christmas Eve, 3 o'clock.
Uh-huh. So anka is a white duck, but then a specific mallard duck is an and.
Yeah.
Right. We'll need to remember this for the next time we're discussing ducks in Swedish, but let's come back to our ice cream flavours and go through this conversation. So the ice cream lady, what does she say to begin with?
She says, jag kan hjälpa nästa sällskap. Vad är ni sugna på då?
This is actually quite tricky, I think. So she begins by saying, jag kan hjälpa nästa sällskap. So I can help the next, what does sällskap mean?
It means a group of people. It means company.
So it's the word that you would use for an organization, a company.
Not a business, but if I would say, would you like my company, Mark? Then I would say, skulle du vilja ha mitt sällskap?
Mitt sällskap, okay.
And it's also a group of people.
Right, so we are there at the ice cream stand and there's a group of us and so the lady is asking, I'll help the next group, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, and then our question, can you see our question again?
Vad är ni sugna på då?
So, again, in this situation, you know that you're about to ask for ice cream. So we figured that she's asking us what would we like in some way. But what is she literally saying?
Well, it means to have a craving for something.
So, right.
But we can use suga in very many different ways. So it literally means to suck. So if you would say det suger. It sucks.
Oh, right. We could say that. So if something is not so good, you could say det suger.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good to know. Okay, so let us then talk about our ice cream order. Lovisa would like, I think she said she would like 2 scoops of ice cream.
Yeah. And kula is a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And what flavors did she want? Jag skulle vilja ha 2 kulor I en bägare. Choklad och jordgubb, tack.
So the bägare, is that like a cone, a cornet?
No, it's the opposite, it's a...
Tub.
Tub,
it
yes.
It looks like beaker, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay, so I would like 2 scoops, 2 balls in a tub. And she said, choklad och jordgubb. So chocolate and strawberry, I think?
Yes, and very good pronunciation of choklad.
Thank you.
And then the salesperson says, jag och du?
Yeah, and what about yourself?
Jag vill också ha en bägare med 2 kulor.
Yeah, I obviously should have remembered what a bägare because I had ordered it myself.
I think you just copied Lovisa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jag vill också ha en bägare. I would also like a tub, a pot. I know these are called different things in different parts of the English-speaking world. Med 2 kulor, so also with 2 scoops, with 2 balls of ice cream.
Ja, and she asked you, ja, vilken smak på kulorna?
This seems to me a little bit strange, this vilken smak på kulorna. So smak is taste or flavor, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then på kulorna, on the scoops, in a sense.
Yeah, But you know prepositions, they are a bit... so we always say use på when it comes to flavor or taste. So if you're going to taste something, vill du smaka på min glass? Would you like to taste my ice cream?
Okay, so it's på there. Vill du smaka på min glass? Okay, so what flavor would you like, basically? And what flavors do I ask for?
Vanilj och mint choklad, tack.
So vanilla and mint choc chip, mint chocolate or something like that. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Och Katrina says, och jag vill ha vanilj och jordgubb, tack.
So she wants vanilla and strawberry.
Ja, precis. Salesperson says, absolut, sådär ja, något annat.
So absolutely, sådär ja, there we go, something like that. Något annat, anything else?
Ja. Lovisa says, nej tack, det är bra så, nu betalar faktiskt jag.
Right, so no thanks, everything's fine like that, so that's all. And then, nu betalar faktiskt jag.
Ja.
Right, so now I am paying, in fact, now it's me who's paying. Is she kind of emphasizing
that? Yes, exactly.
Right, so we had the discussion previously as to who was paying for the the entry tickets to the tour, but now she's saying, faktiskt jag.
Precis. But you says, nej, nej, jag vill betala.
So I want to pay.
Lovisa says, absolut inte, det är min tur.
Absolutely not, it's my turn, det är min tur.
Ja.
So, another use of tur.
Precis. The salesperson says, då blir det 105 kronor totalt där, vill ni ha kvitto?
So, it's 105 kronor altogether, totalt. Vill ni ha kvitto? Do you want a receipt?
Lovisa says, nej tack.
Okay, so no thanks, and then we get our ice creams.
Yeah, varsågod, and you all say tack så mycket.
Okay, let's listen again then to the conversation, and hopefully this time we'll understand everything.
Jag kan hjälpa nästa sällskap. Vad är ni sugna på då?
Jag skulle vilja ha två kulor i en bägare. Choklad och jordgubb, tack.
Ja, och du?
Jag vill också ha en bägare med två kulor.
Ja, vilken smak på kulorna?
Vanilj och mintchoklad, tack.
Och jag vill ha vanilj och jordgubb, tack.
Absolut. Sådär ja, något annat?
Nej tack, det är bra så. Nu betalar faktiskt jag.
Nej, 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 jag vill betala.
Absolut inte, det är min tur.
Då blir det 105 kronor totalt där. Vill ni ha kvitto?
Nej tack.
Varsågod.
Tack så mycket.
Okay, we have one more conversation to do, and we'll do that after our break.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back. Today we are in Askersund and we are listening to some different conversations that we had recorded there. So our third conversation, Hannah, can you give us a little bit of background as to what's going on here?
Yes, so you are going into a souvenir shop and looking around, seeing if you find any souvenirs.
Okay, well, let us continue then on and listen to this conversation.
Hey, välkomna. Kan jag hjälpa er med något?
Nej, vi bara tittar.
Absolut. Bara säga till om ni undrar över något.
Tack.
Vad letar du efter, Mark?
Jag vill köpa en souvenir till min son.
Ah, men kolla, det finns snöglober med Askersund i.
Vad kul, det fungerar. Ursäkta, hur mycket kostar den här?
Den kostar 329 kronor.
Oj, det var lite dyrt. Finns det någon lite billigare?
Ja, den här till exempel. Den kostar 119 kronor.
Det låter bra. Den tar jag.
Följ med till kassan. Så nu kan du betala. Vill du ha en påse?
Nej, tack.
Varsågod.
Tack så mycket.
Tack, ha det så bra.
Tack detsamma.
Hej då.
Hej då.
I think the end of this conversation is quite funny because I say thank you and then she says thank you, then I say thank you again. And
the only thing you need to know when you go to Sweden is to say tack a lot. But I know I always say that we are not very polite in Sweden, but tack goes
a long way.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, let's then go through this conversation too. So how does it begin?
Välkomna, kan jag hjälpa er med något?
So välkomna, welcome to the souvenir shop. Kan jag hjälpa er med något? So can I help you, plural, with something?
Ja, and notice that she said not and I said något.
Yeah. Okay.
And you say nej, vi bara tittar.
So that's an expression that we learned when we were first learning about going shopping. Vi bara tittar. We're just looking.
Ja. And the salesperson says, absolut, bara att säga till om ni undrar över något.
Right, so absolutely, of course. Bara att säga till. So, only say to me, I guess.
Yes.
Om ni undrar över något or not. Is this like saying, let me know if you need anything, if you're wondering about something?
Yes, exactly. And quite similar to the previous conversation about that we drop quite a lot of things when we ask a short question.
Mm-hmm. So, bara att säga till. So, is it like almost you only have to say?
Yes.
Right. Bara att säga till om ni undrar över något. If you are, and is it so undrar, is that to wonder?
Yes.
Okay. And only say. Only let me know, or just let me know if you're wondering about something.
Yes.
Okay, we got there eventually.
And you said tack. Mm-hmm. And then Lovisa asked you, vad letar du efter, Mark?
Again, this is another expression that I think we learned back when we were doing shopping vocabulary. Vad letar du efter? What are you looking for? What are you hoping to buy?
Ja, precis. Leta is to look for something.
Okay. And I see.
Jag vill köpa en souvenir till min son.
So I would like to buy a souvenir for my son.
And Lovisa suggests, men kolla, det finns snöglober med Askersund i.
So I think this is fascinating that you can put that i all right at the end there. So kolla is like look, isn't it?
Yes.
Det finns snöglober, so snowglobes, snowstorms med Askersund i, so with Askersund in them.
Yes, exactly.
It seems so strange to finish with a preposition like that.
I know. It makes sense in Swedish.
Okay, yeah.
And you say, vad kul, det fungerar.
So how cool that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you ask the salesperson, ursäkta, hur mycket kostar den här?
So excuse me, how much does this cost, this one cost?
And she replies, ah, den kostar 329 kronor.
So it is quite an expensive snow globe at 329 kronor. This one kostar 329 kronor.
Mm-hmm. So you reply, oj, det var lite dyrt. Finns det någon lite billigare?
So I do think that one was a little bit too expensive. Det var lite dyrt. Finns det någon lite billigare? Is there one that's a little cheaper?
Ja, precis.
Can I ask you about the det var lite dyrt? Why would I say det var lite dyrt and not det är lite dyrt?
You can say either or, actually.
Okay, so det var lite dyrt or det är lite dyrt, both work?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, and then finns det någon lite billigare? So, is there one, någon, we're talking about one of them in the sense of the snow globes, lite billigare, a little cheaper?
Ja, and I think she presents you with another one and says, ja, den här till exempel, den kostar 119 kronor.
So, den här, this one here, for example, den kostar 119 kronor. So, this one costs 119 kronor.
Ja, and you say, det låter bra, den tar jag.
So, that sounds good. Den tar jag, I'll take that one. And what is interesting here is det låter bra, it sounds good. The de is referring to what she's just said, but then den tar jag, the den is referring specifically to that snow globe, yeah?
Yes, so it's like that one that I one. Take.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And she says, följ med till kassan. Så nu kan du betala, vill du ha en påse?
So följ med, come with me to the... what do you call that?
The
till, thank you.
Yes.
The kassan. So nu kan du betala. Now you can pay. And then she asks me, vill du ha en påse? Do you want a bag? A shopping bag?
Ja, precis. Nej, tack.
No thanks.
Varsågod.
Here you are.
And now we have all the thank yous. So tack så mycket.
Thank you very much.
Tack, ha det så bra.
Thank you, have a nice day.
Tack detsamma.
Thank you, same to you.
And then hej då and hej då.
So some goodbyes at the end. Right, it's time to listen to this final conversation and see how much we understand now.
Hej, välkomna. Kan jag hjälpa er med något?
Nej, vi bara tittar.
Absolut. Bara säga till om ni undrar över något.
Tack.
Vad letar du efter, Mark?
Jag vill köpa en souvenir till min son.
Ah, men kolla, det finns snöglober med Askersund i.
Vad kul, det fungerar. Ursäkta, hur mycket kostar den här?
Den kostar 329 kronor.
Oj, det var lite dyrt. Finns det någon lite billigare?
Ja, den här till exempel. Den kostar 119 kronor.
Det låter bra. Den tar jag.
Följ med till kassan. Så nu kan du betala. Vill du ha en påse?
Nej, tack.
Varsågod.
Tack så mycket.
Tack, ha det så bra.
Tack detsamma.
Hej då.
Hej då.
So there we have it for lesson 37. We hope you've enjoyed these three different conversations we recorded on our day trip, our virtual day trip, at least to Askersund. Hannah, what's coming up next time?
So we're going to the pharmacy.
Okay, hopefully it's not too serious.
No. It's just a bit of sunburn.
Okay, you can look forward to that. Don't forget, of course, that you can check out our video versions of these lessons with the words on the screen and our lesson notes and the bonus audio materials, and all of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And also have a look at our Facebook page where we share everything Swedish.
Jättebra. Okay, that's it then. Tack så mycket.
Varsågod.
Tack detsamma.
Tack så mycket. En hej då.
Hej då. You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.